just have one of them, I spoke, huh? I'm still in a state of shock. I just spoke to him last month, before, at least twice a week. And he sounded great. He really, really sounded so difficult. I was totally shocked when I heard the news. All that was said until I'm speaking now is exactly why I know him. The very first time that I met Al on First Avenue in January of 1973, mm-hmm. goes back a while. We had purchased, we were in the middle of purchasing the first Chabad house on 20th Northeast. I was looking for a refrigeration fridge. I'm gonna say, go to First Avenue, the place like that. So I walked in, there was Al. We started to huddle. Started to deal. But then I got into some more personal discussions with him. He remembered every single word of that discussion.
Wow.
I mean, every single word, every nuance. I said, Al, you really, everyone. There's a real, say, Yiddish mensch. And a mensch, you know, is the Mishnah. Perek Shlishi, Pimpiki Ovis, Mishnah Yud. Rav Hanania, Rav Hanina ben Deisa Eimer. Part of what Rav Hanina ben Deisa said. You don't find too many people who the words fit a person. He says, Kol Shiruach HaBriyas Nechi Menu. Anyone with good deeds exceed his wisdom will endure. Anyone who converses to his wisdom exceed does not. With whom, and then he goes on to say, anyone with whom a fellow man of faith God is pleased with him, back. Sleep of a late morning, wine at midday, children prattle, sitting in the gathering places of Ugnu. It goes on and on to say about a person. This is all Ruach Abiyas. Every shiur that Al heard from me, and he joined the Pilkul shiur on Sunday, came a real crowded disciple student. And he was about a Farkash for 8 years, in Issaquah, in the Chumash shiur, right, Rabbi? He would call me. I got a new thought, Rabbi, on the shiur, yay. I mean, I got a thing. And you know, on Zoom, I never heard of Zoom until Nebuch. He had COVID. Nebuch. And he would be lying there sometime in the shiur. See him. I can, he would be lying there in the hospital, listening to the shiur. Mm-hmm. You know what I said? In the hospital, listening to a class.
Wow.
And Pilpo Talmud, you know what it means? We would lie there sometimes with tubes. And whenever we spoke, always positive. I never heard from him a negative word in all the years I knew him, and I knew him well. Never said anything about this one, that one to me. Spoke about his children, loved the children. Spoke about you real genuine love. No, the rabbi 52 going 53 years. I hear a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff. But he was so loving. I mean, he told me that his daughter-in-law would bring him food. You really think made my Shabbos, Rabbi? I said, well, I'm going to try to believe it. No. He said it with such love that his daughter-in-law was wanting the food for Shabbos. Always would say, how do you say the woman? Rabisha, Rabitzin. How do you say Rabitzin?
Rabisha.
Okay. Says, give my love to the Rabisha. Oh, boy. The way he said it. Funny would be, as you can make it, emergency. He loved her, she loved him. Always positive. We live in a world with a lot of darkness. Let's call it the way it is. People like Al transformed the darkness. They lived for bringing simcha, joy, positive, Torah. He remembered the class I gave 3 months ago to come back 3 months later. But you said it this way, Rabbi. Do you know he learned for his man, Rav Simcha Wasserman, in Los Angeles? He spoke about that Zman that he learned, Rav Simcha, the great Elochanan's, the great luminary, the great Yeshiva, when I'm Sis Nefesh, before the war. He said, "Oh, you know, Rabbi, I went to Yeshiva for 6 months." I said, "How did it go?" He said, "Well, you know." I said, "Okay, we'll leave it." He spoke with love. Oh, Rav Simcha. So really for me, personally, I lost a very, very close friend. And I'm still, as I stand there, really, truly in shock. The last month there was time when he was not feeling well. And he texted me, Rabbi, with his name, pray. Just now when I went to look for the Rebbe's yard side, Gimel Thomas, he texted me, mention before bracha on the yotzei of the Rebbe. Speak when you go by. Mention me. And there were moments you did not even not sound that good, but this week you sounded great. I mean, really, did it sounded young? You're right, he did. But David Shtel, Almighty God has His ways. We accept. We don't always understand. Okay, but we accept. I mean, you said the grandchildren, the children, the great grandchildren, Mitzvahem. Will carry on that unique personality of bringing the joy, the positive. I can go on and list a lot of situations that me and him were involved in. And he always had the positive look on it. Even with me, quietly, he'd say, "You know, not positive. Come on, you know." He didn't talk to me in French, so I don't know how good his French was. But he did book me in Yiddish. He wanted to tell me, no, I know that. He dropped me those words in Yiddish. He knew how to drop Yiddish to me. He loved you. He really, 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 really loved you. He loved his brothers. He spoke about both of you. He really did. Oh, about his brother Chaim, his sister. His Rebbetzin, who I knew, very special woman, your mom. Always, you know, really kind of, he was going to all cylinders. He was really there, you know. You should only have simchas. But carry on the Mesorah. Remember to carry on the Mesorah. Whatever situation you're in, as proud Jews, wherever you are, with whomever you speak, with joy and simcha and compassion and feeling for everyone. That was something when he turned to you right here and said, "I want you to speak." So you need to turn right there.
The longer we live, the more we come to understand and realize that death is an integral part of life, and that we cannot have one without the other. The time allotted to each one of us is not the same in length or in beauty. There are those who are privileged to spend a long time on sunlight day in the garden, and for others the day is shorter and the sun sets more quickly. But inevitably, there are for all of us storms together with sunlit skies But each moment that we live, we create precious memory throughout our relationship with others and how we deal with the challenges that confront us. We have come today to pay our last respect to our most beloved, Al Denolie. Some in person and some can be virtually, cannot be here in person. To express to the son, Jeff, Jennifer, Michael, Rina, and our siblings, Rabbi Chaim, and Anita Ben Uriel, and family, and David, and Victoria, and family, and Joel, and Maureen Ben Uriel, and family, and Sister Judy, Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Shalom, and family, and loving grandchildren, Rachel, Jacob, Andrew, Al and Esti, Anna and Joy, as well as many nephews and nieces, family and friends, members of our community, to bid farewell to our beloved friend, Al Ben Olir. He was a good and wonderful father and grandfather, a good and dedicated friend, and overall, a good man, a Ben Adam, an institution at our Sephardi Bikur Cholim family and congregation, and also of our Edravet Tarot on his own right. Death is the ultimate mystery, and the most personal, almost every crisis in life can be shared with someone, but spouse, children, friends, but to death we go alone. It is the nature of man to fear that solo journey. So Judaism speaks to that deep-rooted fear by teaching us that God is with us even in death. Ve'halach lefanecha tzidkecha kevod Adonai yasfecha. Your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of God will gather you. There was a poem reportedly was found in the body of a fallen soldier in World War II. And Al was a soldier. And he tells how one man drew the courage to confront death. He wrote, "Look, God, I have never spoken to you, but now I want to say, how do you do? You see, they told me you didn't exist, and like a fool, I believed all this. But last night, from a shell hole, I saw your sky. I figured there and then, they had told me a lie. Funny, I had to come to this hellish place before I had time to see your face. Well, I have to go now, but goodbye. Strange, because since I met you, I'm not afraid to die." A soldier discovered God in what he believed to be a God-forsaken killing ground. On the strength of that discovery, he finds the fortitude to confront death. That soldier is the spiritual kin to the psalmist who rejoiced that in the direst of circumstances, man need to not walk alone. This is why we always read Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no harm, no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now today is Friday, Erev Shabbat. Whatever we say, need to encapsulate a short and abbreviated story of Al Ben Olir's life, relating to him and the wonderful memory of his life. And everyone did so well to describe. There could be a lot more to talk about him, because he was a unique person with unique traits and personality and goes all his way to help anybody. After the giving of the Torah at Sinai in Parashat Yitro, the mitzvot were there in theory and in thought and in potential behavior. It was followed by Parashat Mishpatim to put everything in real practice. It is a collection of laws pertaining to living every day. Laws of marriage, employment, loss, property, integrity and financial practices, etc. and so on. Now the balance between deed and creed is the realm of mitzvot, where God's will and human integrity meet in practice. But there was one more ingredient to complete the cycle of commitment to Torah and mitzvot. And that ingredient was introduced in the next portion of the Torah, which was Parashat Terumah. Because there the Torah tells us, Ve'asuli mikdash, and you shall build for me a mishkan, a sanctuary, your sacred abode, your home, with voluntarism, and then v'shachanti betocham, I will dwell among them, not betocho, not only in the sanctuary, but to have Hashem, to have God dwell in every one of us, to have Yirat Shamayim, the awe and fear of heaven. To me, Al Epitomai, the nearest anyone could represent what King David expressed in his Psalm, chapter 84. Ilam Natseach al Agitid livne Korach Mizmor, that we say, and we will say. Kitov Yom Bachaserecha Me'alef, Bacharti Stofet Bebet Elohai Midur Be'aol Eresha, כי שמש ומגן אדוני אלוהים הם לכבוד ייתן אדוני לא ימנע טוב להולכים בתמים. Because he said one day in your courtyard is better than a thousand everywhere else. I decided to stand in the threshold and dwell in your courtyard. He retired, and like Bezalel, he busied himself to create artistic, beautiful mezuzot for the community, spending his own resources and gifting them to every institution, the community, whatever the synagogue would need, he was there, just called Al. Our very dear, sweet, kind, thoughtful Al. He was an excellent father, papu, brother, and mentor, and a good friend to all of us. Al, we're going to miss you. Al, you have so much voluntarism in your heart, comprising all these ingredients, acceptance of everything in the Torah, to instill it in your children, not only in theory but in practice, and with ingredients of Yirat Shamayim, fear of heaven, to dedicate yourself to our synagogue, to our community, to Jewish education, to the strong bond of your family, and to have a friendly relationship and attachment to every one of us. Al, you were a man of few words, but you had great in your dedication of tefillah, prayer, and mitzvot, and commandment, and gemilut chasadim, kindness, good deeds throughout the community. I have observed and I learned that your most precious possession, it was always your family, you always spoke about it, and everyone that came along as a new member of your family was your pride and joy. And you would make sure to include them in all the things that you loved about life and Judaism. Al Ben-Oliel was born in Seattle to Yosef Chaim, his parent, and Rachel Ben-Oliel. As you heard, I was practically a self-taught individual. I was very observant to everything, everybody mentioned all that. He was a self-educated and self-made man. And this is what he learned at home from his parents and family. After the US Army, he met and married his beloved and devoted wife, Diana Schneiderman, from Portland, Alea Shalom, in 1965. And they were blessed with their wonderful children, Jeff and Michael. He was proud of them, their wives and their children, his precious grandchildren. Al loved his precious Diana with all his heart. There was nothing he would not do for her. And she was the most wonderful wife. And I remember that. And they were together enjoying life from 1965 to 2007, for 42 years. But in 2007, Diana passed away, only 66 years young. And during her illness for over nearly 3 years, Al personally looked after her practically every day and every moment of her life. And he stopped working just to look after her. That is a person who could share everything that he has with somebody because he loves somebody, he loves his family. He was devastated, he loved her so much that he felt as though he lost half of himself. It was only the respect and love of his children, Jeff and Michael, and the spouses and the grandchildren that eased somewhat the pain. Al accumulated, like a Talmid Chacham that he was, and believe me, he was, he knew so much. All the experience of his childhood, all the Jewish laws and custom, Sephardic custom that he imbibed and that is sacred home of his, of that Mikdash Ne'ar, and all the devotion to the synagogue that he was exposed to by his parents, Yosef Chaim and Rachel. He respected them, also his family, and especially his uncle, Rabbi Salomon Maimon. You have to know, Alav Shalom, you know, and all his brothers. He loved his uncle, Rabbi Maimon, like his own father. Always consulted with him. And I always saw that in every moment. And the faith of his mother, Rachel. And then he transmitted all this to children and even his grandchildren. He made the synagogue his second home. And he educated his children and grandchildren to feel the same way about our synagogue, Sephardi, Bikur Cholim, and Etrag Chazak too. Now, when I came to Sephardi Bikur Cholim to be the rabbi in our first days, he was the one who looked after us in everything. It was my first Chevy that I had. He was one. And when we arrived to Seattle, he came with a bag full of sweet. It was November, full of sweet. My wife said, what is all that? You have to know that you're going to have a lot of knocks in your door, and you better make sure that you treat the people, because that's what Halloween Every time, whenever he approaches an Aftara, especially when he was the Aftara, the Meldado, Diana, he always learned the Aftara. I've got so many times, so many recordings of Aftarot. He has such pride to be able to prepare Aftarah, to be able to say it in the synagogue. The night of Tisha B'Av, I remember so much, Aftarah Sofa Sifen, he would be at the home of Rabbi Mamun Zichronoli Baracha. He used to come there and to be able to read in Ladino all the Midrashim of the Aftarah of Asofa Sifen before Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was there. Everything that the community, the synagogue represented, It was there in his heart. That's what he imbibed, and that's what he transmitted, and that's what always he lived. Same thing in the family. No matter whatever they were, whatever they are, but they are proud to be able to feel and tell you, I am Jewish. And not only that, I love Eretz Israel. He was 5 years in Los Angeles with Rabbi Buskila, and you read the letter from him, from John. Mm-hmm. And he was there like if another Hazan. He was serving. He loved to blow the shofar. He participated in everything. He was in his blood. That's what made us so special. Jeff and Michael are devoted to play an important role in the affair of the synagogue and the brotherhood, each one of their different roles. But exactly like Carl was, Sephardi, he was a Sephardi Bikur Cholim board member and vice president many years. He never want to be president, because that's not a job for any mechanic like him. But he was a long time board member and past president of the Seattle Sephardi Brotherhood and Brotherhood Man of the Year Award. And the grandchildren too are very involved, and this is what he valued most in his life. He cared and supported Jewish education. All that he learned to appreciate at home. Now, by nature, Al was a problem solver. He was always an optimist, like it is mentioned, always positive, was a staunch and strong supporter and lover of Eretz Israel, and went twice to Eretz Israel. One with his son Michael, and another time with his brother Joel. And he was a constant, steady presence. Our very dear, sweet, kind, thoughtful Al. He was everyone's father and papa, believe me. It was easy to be his friend because he cared about us, about the entire community. Very few people you can find like Al. We will miss you at Tefillah, every Shabbat, every holiday, every occasion you were there. Your presence made all of us feel good and secure. You loved your synagogue and you loved your family. You were generous with everyone. You were devoted to everyone that you came in contact with. You made friends. I want to express the tribute to the family, Jeff, Michael, and the spouses, how you really cared about Dad, and so much. You're always there with him. That is what he saw in his family. Hashem granted you several more years of life when you were in, but now, Yavo Shalom Tanuach al Mishkavecha. I really wrote something. I was trying to see how I can encapsulate of my own to think a few words about Al that I wrote. Today is not like any other day. Today is not like any other day, not because of the brightness of the sun, nor the clouds of the rain. Today we realize the absence of that star in the sky that we never paid attention, not even tried. Because it looked just a spark among all the other luminaries. But now we know the magnitude of that little star. It is not so small and insignificant in sight. It is the universe in its own right. It is a huge creation of Hashem in this way to be within a long distance. Nobody can unfold. It is part of the galaxy Hashem created far, far away to make us ponder and observe the hidden hand of God in our world. Our beloved Al was like that, an assuming bright spark, who dwell among all the other luminaries part of God's galaxy plan, to do his part and shine like a star, to fulfill God's purpose in our world, and to show God's hidden hand. He was a father, a Paputu. This is the legacy we have from you. You taught us love and how to fight, and you gave us strength, and you gave us might. Stronger person would be hard to find, and in your heart, you were always kind. You fought for us all in one way or another, not just as a Papu, and not just as a father. For all of us, you gave your best. Now the time has come for you to rest. So go in peace. You have earned your sleep. Your love in our heart we will eternally keep. You can shed tear that is gone, or you can smile because he has lived. You can close your eyes and pray that he will come back, or you can open your eyes and see all he is left undone. Your heart can be empty because you can't see him, or you can be full of the love you shared with him. You can turn your back on tomorrow and live yesterday, or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday. You can remember him and only that he is gone, or you can cherish his memory and let it live on. You can cry and call your mind, be empty and turn your back, or you can do what he would want. Smile, be happy, be joyful, be positive, open your eyes, love and go on. Amen.